Hi, my name is Leo Bombach. I am 10 years old. I'm going to tell you a little story called The Ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers. Funniest, scary story I've ever heard. Once upon a time, there was this old cabin in the middle of a park, and in there lived the Ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers. So one day, these two guys are walking around, taking a little hike in the park, and they come across the cabin, and they decide to take a little rest. So they go inside the cabin. There are a couple of beds, so they lie down. And it's in the evening, so a half an hour later, they hear this groaning. And then they hear it again. And they're just asleep, out cold, and they can't even hear anything. And then one wakes up, and he sees this black, like, pitch black thing in the doorway. He's like, oh my god, who are you? And the figure says, I am the ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers. You are in my house. So he was like, dude, wake up. Wake up, man. So he finally goes, come on, I was having a good dream. It was about this chocolate fountain, and I was bathing in it. Dude, look behind you. And he looks behind himself, and he's like, oh my god. Ah. So they jump out the window, and they run all the way back to the exit of the park. The next day, a British man who was visiting his cousin, taking a nice little walk, he sees the cabin, decides to take a little nap. And the guy goes to sleep. He's out cold. So there's some moaning and groaning and moaning and groaning. And he keeps going. And he keeps on going. He says, I am the ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers. The guy is still out. See you until next week. And he yells it again at the top of his lungs with his giant ghostly mouth. I am the ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers. You're in my house. He says, yeah. Well, if you're the ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers, get yourself 10 black bloody band-aids and let me sleep. So, the ghost of the Ten Bloody Fingers was completely astonished to hear that a mere mortal man had completely outfoxed him. So he left the cabin to go haunt some other spooky place that might be suitable for him. And the British man opened up a haberdashery in the cabin. The end.